Unit 11. Recording 14.
The story of radio probably begins with Heinrich Hertz, who was the first to produce radio waves in a laboratory. He devised an experiment in which a spark jumped across a gap in a metal ring when a sparking coil was held a few meters away. The model that you can see in case one shows how this works. For most people, however, it is the Italian Guglielmo Marconi, whose name is mainly associated with the development of radio. Before Marconi's breakthrough, it was possible only to send electrical messages, or telegraphs, along fixed wires. This obviously greatly restricted the places to which telegraphs could be sent. Marconi's goal was to find a system where telegraphic messages could be transmitted without the need for the connecting wires that were used in the electric telegraph. For some time, he was only able to transmit signals over a few hundred meters, and there were many people who doubted Marconi would ever succeed. The first public demonstration of the power of radio came in 1901, when Marconi announced that he had received a transmission from across the Atlantic. The old photograph that you can see ahead of you shows Marconi at Signal Hill in St. John's, Newfoundland, where this first transmission was received. Soon after, Marconi opened a wireless telegraph factory in England, which employed around 50 people. There are just a few of the wireless telegraphs that the factory produced left in the world, an example of which you can see in case two. These early radio systems could only be used for Morse code, in which each letter of the alphabet is represented by a combination of dots and dashes. Radio waves could not carry speech until a method had been developed whereby the low-frequency waves produced in a microphone could be combined with high-frequency radio waves. The invention that made this possible was the vacuum tube, or thermionic valve. You can see examples of these in case 3. In several countries, radios became the main means of communication during the 1930s and 1940s. The next photograph shows a family gathered around the radio in the mid-1930s. Radio entertainers, many of whom became household names, were highly paid. In Britain, the popularity of radio increased until 1952, by which time 4 out of 5 households owned one. You can probably guess the reason why radio began to lose some of its popularity in the early 1950s. Competition from television. Move now to room 36, where you can find information and displays about the early days of television.